What are the benefits of studying history?
Well, you've asked a very important question. I've been asked that question several times before. Certainly from the point of view of a professional historian and certainly one who's a university-trained historian, the discipline of history requires persons to develop analytical skills.
Okay.
In short, it's not just a matter of remembering dates. It is not just a matter of remembering an event here or there. It has to do with understanding historical processes over time. And therefore, the person who studies history receives a lot of benefits. Okay. That can carry over into other subject areas.
Okay.
For example, at the University of Essen, is where I work, many of our history graduates end by doing law.
Okay.
Because there's a very close affinity between the tools of the historian and the tools of the lawyer. Both of them are operating based on historical precedent.
Okay.
In the case of the lawyer, it is the case history that he has to be familiar with, and the other disciplines, even in the sciences, without the history of science aspects of, you know, you probably wouldn't have the disciplines that we know.
Okay.
So there are advantages and benefits, but primarily is that the acquiring the skills of interpretation and analysis.
Okay.
These are skills that are transferable to any field. So I'm an historian, and I work as an historian. So I don't accept the view. Some people offer the question to ask is, what is the value? What do history in the first place? And some of our young students are discouraged from doing history because they fail to understand that, as I said, history provides a bridge to so many other disciplines.
Okay.